He has captained Prez Boys College. He's captained Ireland under 18s, Ireland under 20, Munster, Ireland, and the British and Irish Lions. It's not every day you get to chat to someone like this.
Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Peter O'Mahony, thanks for joining me on air this evening. You're the, well, I've already been saying in the course of running up to this interview that you're the CUH Charity Ambassador, and Friday gone, I think, was World Ovarian Cancer Day, and you were part of the launch of a fundraising campaign to bring a piece of groundbreaking technology to the CUH.
Yeah, that's correct. We're fundraising for a very specialised cancer machine that it'll basically be able to give the doctors and nurses the ability to give real personalised treatment to cancer patients. And I suppose a big changing point is at the moment we have to send all our specimens to either Dublin or UK to get tested, and it's anything between 2 weeks and 2 and 3 weeks to come back to get a test. This machine would allow the doctors to do it in the CUH in the space of 24 hours, so it would be an incredible help to the staff up there.
And I think with what we're all going through right now, we kind of have a better understanding of how important all of that time scale is.
Yeah, absolutely. Particularly with something like cancer, I mean, 2 or 3 weeks can make a huge difference. And look, I think it's something that's touched everybody's life at some stage, unfortunately, that disease. And it made sense, absolutely, to get behind the campaign and try and fund for it.
Well, I like the fact that it ties in with something we've supported and over the years, the road race that happens annually in memory of Karen Fenton. Her family, she died of ovarian cancer. Her family and all involved in that have raised 75 grand to date. That's going towards the 100 grand of existing funds. There's a remaining 275,000 needed for this piece of life-changing kit for the CUH, who in recent weeks have seen 200 new patients in radiotherapy and 50 in chemotherapy, which gives an indication as to how vital this piece of kit is. Was there a particular reason why you chose CUH to be charity ambassador for, Peter, or are you just happy to do it for a hospital and a piece of Cork's infrastructure that does so much for so many?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, that was part of it. In Munster, we've always had a tie with the paediatric ward up there with the kids and that kind of thing, and we'd always try and get a group to go at Christmas as often as we could. Professor Moroy up in CUH approached me probably, I suppose, 2 years ago now to come on board fully as the ambassador for the charity. And we've been coming up with different ways to, I suppose, try and use my profile to help fundraising and help awareness for the different projects that we're very passionate about up there, particularly obviously things like the Children's Hospital. The stroke unit needs to be improved hugely up there, and you know, particularly even over the last few weeks, obviously with COVID around, you know, none of this has gone away, you know what I mean? The amount of people having strokes and cancer turning up, you know what I mean, it hasn't stopped, and the staff up there are battling this as well. So look, I suppose, as you said already, it brings to light how important it is, and to have a state-of-the-art facility at our doorstep in Cork, we're very lucky. You know, lots of people have to travel long distances, and I was delighted to be able to get on board. However, there is huge and vast improvements that we can make up there.
What you're essentially looking for people to do is come up with creative ways to fundraise and then tag the charity in this. So any or all sorts of things, Zoom parties, 5K walks, shave your head, virtual tractor run, I see being suggested. Not quite sure what that is, but I'm sure someone can make of that what they will. Run around the garden, basically do something to add a bit of spice to it and raise some funds for this amazing cause and tag it in the various different social medias like hashtag PullTogetherCUHC or tagging Cork University Hospital Charity, however or wherever you do it. I think that's the basic call out, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you're the name of the head for play. Thanks for that.
saved you. Well, what I want to find out, Peter, is what are you going to do, whether you might tie in some of your club mates into that as well, and also ask a little about where is this current situation for you and the Munster rugby lads. After music from Pink with Walk Me Home next. Dave Max.
Local Legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Right back to CUH Charity Ambassador Peter O'Mahony of Munster Rugby, who's calling on you to take part in creative fundraising for a key piece of kit in the battle against cancer here in Cork and the wider Munster area. Peter, what are you planning to do fundraising-wise?
I'm building up to do a 50k cycle now in whatever the best time I can do it. Once I get a couple of 20s under my belt, I'm going to go for it.
Okay, well, here, maybe what you should do is challenge a few of your teammates to it, just to add that extra bit of spice.
Yeah, that's it. I've got a few of them on board. They've done a couple of different challenges, to be fair to them. Knights Canada's done a throwing one. There's a few lads.
That's right.
I think Billy Allen has gone to 10 different neighbours, gone cutting their lawns. So there's been a good
in fancy dress. In fancy dress.
Yes, even better again. Yeah.
So what's going on? I mean, just to segue into the world of Munster rugby, no one knows.
Yeah, look, essentially, unfortunately, we're kind of all on the wiser. We're really waiting for the government as a thing to just give us the outline. Obviously, they've given us a roadmap, which is very important for us. But we're trying to get back as quickly as possible and as safely as possible, which is obviously the main thing. Is their safety is the key to this, and that's probably what's the sticking matter. But look, all there are a few Munster, all the provinces, everyone in World Rugby is trying to work that out and see what the best way forward is. Obviously, you see Australia and New Zealand are close to getting back, so we'll certainly be watching that and see how they get on.
Yeah, we won't go in. There's no point getting into all the details of it because neither you nor me will be making those calls. But there's talk of like bringing people into camps for periods of time, and it sounds complicated. It does sound complicated, but I'm sure everybody's in some level or other, once it's safe to do so, itching to get back. It's such a strange time. I've picked up over the years that you're a bit of a gardener, so I'd say your garden's never been looking better, is it?
It is. Look, well, I've certainly had the time that I've ever really had, I've always had to do a list of what I needed to do, and that's just got longer, to be honest with you. But I've certainly got through a few jobs over the last few weeks, which is great. It's nice to have a hobby that, you know, lended itself to this time where we had to stay at home. I've been lucky enough to have a garden in the first place, not mind you know, a space that I can do a bit in. So yeah, look, I've certainly been out there getting stuck into that, which is great.
Peter O'Mahony of Munster Rugby, the CUH Charity Ambassador. Thanks so much. idonate.ie/CUHC cancer campaign is where you can find out more. Izzy's next. I'm looking forward to giving you a little lift at home tomorrow for four. It's all-